morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are. This is Trish.
And I'm Chelsea.
And we are coming at you with another episode of Witches of Wisdom podcast. This episode is Minding Yours and Watering Your Flowers. First off, thank you to everyone who continues to show up for us, to listen to what we have to say here. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I can't say that enough, because when you speak on how many downloads we've gotten and people listening to last season, I'm just overwhelmed at the fact that people are showing up and just appreciative that we are starting to manifest an audience, a tribe, which was our intent in the beginning. Remember when we talked about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember specifically you saying that the gimmick is there is no gimmick.
Right.
And I always, you know, when we talk about, or especially for this season, when we talked about coming back and editing and maybe picking some new music, and I always just try to remember, I'm like, okay, there is no gimmick. Like, I'm not really trying to be like everybody else, you know? And I know for as far as our audience and our downloads, it was very like slow growing, but I already knew it was going to be that way.
Right.
But it's just interesting to see how, you know, come full circle now that we're trying to, you know, now that we are not trying, we are working on season two, and season one is getting all of this traction, specifically our episode of Shack Up. I can't remember my own goddamn episode, but yeah.
Right. Look, I can't even remember what we talked about. I would have to go back and listen to it. I mean, I know the general topic, but I don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember, you know, everything that we spoke on in that episode. So, yes.
Yeah, it was a good episode. But that was our last episode. So it's just interesting to see how that one gets so much traction. But to be honest, I think usually the way that most podcasts play, it plays like your the most recent. So if someone is listening, it's usually not. Well, I say that, but it depends. If you're doing like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, I think it usually goes, it doesn't go in chronological order. It just goes from the most recent. So that's when I'm like, why is this episode getting so much, you know, so many listens?
That makes sense.
But yeah, but again, thank you. Keep listening.
Like we said, thank you. Infinite gratitude for that.
Yeah. Yeah. We definitely want to keep growing our tribe, because so we're going to do a quick gratitude check. Something that you wished for that you have now.
Wow. So it's funny that the gratitude check encompasses that, because immediately my mind went to what we're doing right now. Just not just the podcast, but the bigger picture. Just you and I being back in this space together, and just, you know, being able to talk and spend time and laugh and relate, and just all the things that I always wanted to come full circle. Now I have them. So, and even on a more grand scale, just the family and everything that's going on. So yes, I did wish for that a long time ago. I don't know if you remember, before we got started on the podcast, me talking about doing I believe it was a full moon. And so, you know how you journal the things that you want to release and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. And
I remember writing down that I just wanted to release all the past confusion and anger and all that type of thing, and for us to just do what we're doing now. So yes, that is definitely something I wished for and that I have now.
You know, it's funny. I knew that you were going to say that. I just, and before I even, and before I even told you what the question was, like even before we started recording, I was writing it down. I was like, oh, this would be a good question to ask each other. And I just like, it popped into my head. I was like, I bet she's going to say, I bet she's going to say this. Only because that probably would have been my second answer. But as I'm trying to be more present, mine would not probably mine is my home, my current home that I'm in. So, I mean, since the last season that we had recorded, we moved, but we had stayed with our in-laws for a couple of months, which was nice. I was glad to have the help, but I also, you know me, I like my personal space. So I was like, I got to get up out of here. Got to go. So funny enough, I started looking at places. We were going to try to move into an apartment. It's like, I can't, you know, dealing with the parking and then other people living above you or below you. I'm just like, I'm not trying to do that shit, and definitely not with the baby.
I think the same thing when I think, oh, apartment living is cheaper and there are certain utilities you don't have to pay. And then I think,
right,
I will be fighting.
Right.
Because it's just, you know, too many issues. Like you said, the parking.
Too many. And then as far, I mean, I guess same with if you had a landlord for a house, but same thing if you had any maintenance issues. Sometimes it's hard to get, you know, someone to come take care of some stuff in an apartment. So.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, funny enough, there was one apartment complex in our town that I literally applied to, I want to say 3 times. I swear to God, they probably hate my ass. And let me tell you, like, we would be approved. We would have move-in date ready, but I never signed like any contract or anything. So it was, you know, nothing was actually set in stone. But they would start emailing me like, okay, here's, you know, you can get your keys this day. Just once you sign this contract, blah, blah, blah. I would fucking ghost them each and every time.
You're so wrong for that.
I'm horrible. Oh, I know. I'm horrible. But it was just because I couldn't, I don't know. Just something in me was like, I don't know. This just doesn't feel, it doesn't feel right. And then.
Your intuition telling you hell no.
It really was, which, I mean, that had been off kilter for a while anyway, because, you know, postpartum and all that shit. But yeah, I was like, nah, I can't do it. And then I want to say it was him that found the listing for the house. And he was like, well, you know, you got to go check it out, because he was working. So it took me and Jackson to go check it out. Funny enough, I keep saying that, like, just things, everything that happens is just magic. And I just, you know, magic and manifestation. So, you know, when we moved from the house that was literally around the corner from you, I had always told him, I said, I wanted to come back to this neighborhood if we moved again. And technically we kind of did, even though we're like, you know, on the other side of the
is away, but not too far.
So, the house is still close to you, still in the exact area that we wanted to be in. But when I came to come look at the place, there were so many damn people looking at the house. And I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, hella people. Mostly because of the pricing. It was a pretty decent price for rent, even though rent is just out the fucking door right now.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. And
speaking of, somebody told me that in the Bay Area, which, you know, a lot of people will say that close to where we are is the Bay Area, but I disagree. San Francisco, Berkeley, Oakland, Bay Area is what I mean. That you could pay up to like $3,800 for a studio.
Oh my God.
What? Really?
That's and you crazy. Know, $3,800 here, I mean, could get you a 4-bedroom, 2-bath house.
We could probably all live together in the house.
For $3,800,
yeah. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's wild. But yeah, so I pull up hella people and I'm just like, shit. And I got all of our stuff ready, like, you know, the application, there was like an application fee, wasn't that much, copy of our driver's license, and I had it, and I was checking out the place, and I remember hearing this couple who also had their baby there with them. They were like desperate. I don't know where they said that they lived, but I think they kind of sort of lived in the ghetto somewhere. But yeah, they lived somewhere where I guess they really wanted to get out of. And he was like, yeah, we could move in tomorrow, or, you know, tomorrow. And I was like, ah, damn. And I was I'm thinking to myself, there's no way we're going to get this place with this many freaking people. But, you know, I put in my application and oh my God, I got to stop fucking saying that, funny enough. So I started talking to the not the landlord, but I guess the property manager. I was asking him some questions, and I was like, yeah, okay, here's my application. See what happens. The next day I get a call and we got approved for the place.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, damn.
That was meant to be. If there was
that
people and you guys got it over all those people.
Yeah. Right. Not only that, but the house number is almost identical to the last house number that we had. Like one of the numbers is just switched around. Okay. And I pulled some tarot cards right when we found that listing. I pulled tarot cards and it said we were moving. So all of these things.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was wild. So that's why I say that was my something that I wished for. You know, we wished to be back in this area close to you guys, but just all the way that it happened was just wild.
Yes, definitely. You manifested it.
Yeah.
You definitely
did. I did. So now I'm trying to hold on to that and remember, like, this is what I manifested, and to remind myself of that, because sometimes I know I get in the habit of like, okay, what's next? And yes, you know what I mean? Like doing kind of like a checklist. And I'm like, I got to stop doing that, because it's okay to just be, you know, in the present and appreciate what you have and the stuff that you wanted at one point. Right.
Yes. I find that I have difficulty with that too. Staying in the present and just realizing that everything that I have right now, I manifested, and just staying in gratitude with that.
Yeah.
I think you gain momentum and you're able to manifest things easier when you just stay grateful. You know,
you do.
Yeah, the things that you have right now. So, yes. Back to our topic, which is watering your flowers and minding yours. I find that so much energy is spent not paying attention to yourself, or being so wrapped up in whatever people are doing, or social media, or just random nonsense.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with, like you mentioned, staying in the present, that people just get lost in the sauce. Just so busy doing everything but what they should be doing. Hence, watering your flowers. Take care of you. If you do everything you need to do for yourself, you won't have time to be all in the middle of other people's affairs.
Right. Or wrapped up in, you know, what you think you need to be wrapped up in.
It really, if you think about it, it's all about, like we just spoke on manifesting. For instance, your situation with being in the home where you're at right now. If you hadn't spent the time that you spent deciding what it was you wanted, being intentional about the way you moved towards getting what you wanted, and so on and so forth, you wouldn't be there right now. You wouldn't be there. If all you did was sat around and, you know what such and such was doing, and girl, and her man did this and that, and he ain't shit. And well, then guess what? You're manifesting bullshit conversation, bullshit energy, not conducive to getting what you want in this human experience.
Exactly. Or, you know, in some cases, which I think is the case for a lot of people, it just seems like they're just scrolling and scrolling on social media to get some kind of fulfillment. But I almost feel like it, in some cases, it just makes yourself kind of feel bad, or like you're not in the space that you need to be. And I say that because honestly, when we were looking at places, I almost did not put in our application. And I couldn't even tell you why. Maybe it was just a feeling of dread of having to move again, because that shit is hard, rough right. as fuck, especially with the baby. I hate moving with a passion. I knew that we needed to do it.
Right. Absolutely. It was time. It was time. And I know you were ready to move. You were definitely a need my own space type of person. So.
Oh, yeah.
It was beyond time.
Yeah, it was. And I say that just to say, like, it's easy to get wrapped up in other people's, you know, business, whether that's personal in your, you know, family life or your friends, or even on social media, which I think is just a really big thing right now. It's just too much. So yeah, the point being is definitely you need to focus on yourself and on the things that you want and the things that you want to manifest in your life, and not worry about all those outside factors.
Right. The whole notion of all the scrolling, and because essentially being on social media all day is just really being in other people's business.
It really is.
And especially, I lean towards some social media platforms. I won't mention any names, but some of them tend to be more of the, oh, look at my life. My life is so great type of vibe, where others are a little more realistic, where you have like a larger cross section of people who are just being real. Or maybe it's just the way the algorithm is, you know, on certain ones, whatever you look at tends to be what comes up more. And so for me, I have gotten to a point in my life where I don't follow bullshit. I don't want to partake in it. I don't want to see no, you know, quote unquote social media models. I don't want to see any of that. So the same way that we are manifesting our tribe with our listeners here on this platform, I try to stick to like-minded people when I am on social media. Just, you know, I have even gone through a little purge where I just unfollow, unfollow, unfollow. Yeah, you're not talking about anything. Unfollow. And not in that, you know, in a judgmental way, but just maybe somebody that you might have followed in the past, just now their thoughts and ideas are not in alignment with who you are at this point. You've evolved, as you should. And so from time to time, I think you should purge. Do some.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely purge social media. Purge your phone numbers. Yeah. I need to do that, because I swear to God, I have people on my phone that I have not talked to in years.
And don't intend to. So yeah, no. I need to do that too. I definitely need to do that.
But yeah, I definitely feel guilt. I want to say feel guilty, but I definitely have fallen trap to the aesthetic of like TikTok and even Instagram, because most of my stuff is like, I'm looking at home, like, what do they call it? Clean talk on TikTok. Yes. All the cleaning shit.
I watch
clean. And talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've seen a lot of people who clean without gloves. I mean, hand dipped into the cleaning agent that they're using, scrubbing the sink. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You don't know, you know, you can't wear no gloves like that. That shit irks me so much.
And don't even get me started, because I, you know, being that I have a healthcare background, I always look at that and think, don't you realize you are a porous being, so whatever you're putting your hands into is getting into you, so you might not want to be dipping your hands in the cleaning solution.
I'm like, your hand don't itch? That shit don't sting? What? Like, what?
You don't feel that later in the day, like after you've absorbed whatever it is you're cleaning with?
Not only that, but I'm just like, ain't that gross? Because I mean, technically, you're cleaning something that is essentially dirty, you know, So you're sticking your hand in there. I don't know. It's just weird to me. I think I only
Strange.
saw one. There was one account that I did follow because she wears gloves. I was like, cool.
Now that
Someone
you
actually wears
mention
fucking
that,
gloves.
yeah, now that you mention that, I have noticed most of the ones that I've followed or, seen videos about different cleaning hacks or whatever do not use gloves. And I'm like,
Yeah, it
you feel
is
like it's
wild.
okay because you're cleaning or because they're cleaning solutions?
I gotta have new gloves, and I'll have two pairs. I'll have vinyl gloves if I'm like washing bottles or whatever, and then I got the rubber gloves if I'm doing the bathroom because, bathrooms are usually more gross, and I don't want that shit on my hands. So,
Ew.
I'm sorry, but if you're not cleaning, especially your bathroom, let alone your kitchen, but if you don't have cleaning gloves on, we can't be friends. We can't.
We can't. No, that is so funny you say that.
Yeah, it was just something that I noticed. I'm like, it cannot just be me. Like, that is wild.
No,
But,
it is wild. It's not just you. It is wild.
I'm just saying that, just like you say, like, you mean your skin, it is, you absorb, same way that you absorb, your body oils and your lotions and your perfumes. You're absorbing that fucking toxic ass shit that you're cleaning with, which is a whole different thing, whether or not you clean with toxic, non-toxic, still you're absorbing it. Just wear
Because
some gloves. That's all I'm saying.
if it's not edible, you shouldn't be dipping your hands in it.
No, yeah, you
You
really
know,
shouldn't.
basically. Yeah.
Yeah,
So.
so I and like I said, I've definitely fallen trapped into that whole aesthetic of cleaning. So you feel like, oh, you got to get the mop that they're mopping with. You got to get the cleaning products that they're using. Then it starts getting into the whole organization. You got to get the 50 million plastic cubes to clean out your drawers,
Oh
which it
my
all
God.
looks nice. It really does. I mean, the idea is cool. And for some of these people, maybe they were already living that way, so it was easy for them to, share those videos.
Yeah.
But I feel like it just makes other people feel inadequate. Like, oh shit, well, I don't have, my stuff
It does.
organized. Okay, but if it what you have works, then it works for you. And you don't have to worry about anybody else. And you definitely don't need to be spending umpteen $100 on some fucking shit that you weren't even thinking about before you even watched the
Right,
video.
right, right. You watch the video and now you feel like you have to have all these things to stay
Yeah.
organized, get organized. And like you said, if your little system works, then fine. You don't have to be like Miss Whoever on TikTok. No, whatever works for you, whatever floats your boat, as they say.
Yeah.
Yes, that
Do
brings
that.
me to the minding your business piece only because it just reminds me of the way that people tend to get wrapped up in what's going on with other people, which leads to, the gossiping, the judging, and all that type of thing. And it's like my whole logic behind that is that we're all individuals. Whatever might have worked for you, or whatever you think is right, okay, yeah, that's right for you. Just because somebody else is doing it a different way, or maybe they're doing something that you don't necessarily agree with in their life, in their relationships, whatever. None of your business. None of your business.
Yeah.
And just, the whole not wrapping your brain around the none of your business aspect. It just irks me because I'm like, Again, if you spent that time on watering your own flowers, you wouldn't
Yeah.
be worried about that. You wouldn't
No,
have
you
time.
wouldn't. Which is, I think, for a lot of people who are present on social media, like, I mean, who make it their daily, who are social media
Content
influencers.
creators.
Yeah, content creators. And I'm not knocking that because, the people are definitely
No.
getting their coins. But I've also seen people who do it sometimes end up having to take a break because something happened where they get a lot of trolls because I'll read through comments sometimes on stuff, and some of them comments are just fucking wild. Like, y'all ain't got nothing better to fucking do.
I have noticed the same. I watched a video. I was just randomly scrolling the other day, and there was a girl, no, a larger young lady, plus size, very pretty, looked nice to me, you know, shape still banging, just a larger girl, wearing this dress, you know, that was very fitted, snug, and somebody commented, oh my God, that looks horrible. And I just thought to myself, the gall of you to open your pie hole and say something like this to a random person.
The audacity. Yeah, that you don't even know. When you know damn well in public, you wouldn't say a motherfucking thing.
Exactly.
Like, why? Yeah, people, what do they call them? The keyboard warriors?
Right. Internet.
Yeah.
You talk all this shit on the internet, but let it be face to face. Cricket.
Yeah, I don't know. People can just get so bold. Which, sidebar, because I have to let everyone know this. Remember when I told you that when I went to Rayleigh's and it was just people were popping off?
Oh,
because that comment just reminded me of this lady. So I'm going in there trying to get the $5 Monday deals. Barely got shit because hella people are in there. And I'm walking like to look at all the meats and stuff. And one of the workers walks past me and she's got like her radio. And so you can hear like another employee talking on the radio. And this lady walks past me and she like hears the radio. And I thought she was joking, but she said something like, do we really need to hear that? And I was, and at first I looked at her and I was like, I'm like, was that sarcasm? Was she for real? And she dead ass, like, she looked behind her because she was in front of me. She looked behind, she looked back at me, and like, we locked eyes. But you know, I was that day, I'm not gonna lie, I had a good day and I was super chill. But she looked at me and I looked back at her, and I just was thinking to myself, like, don't try me, please don't. Yeah, and I was like, okay, so I just ignored it, went on about my business. I'm coming around the corner. She's still, now she's still in front of me, but there's like this, and mind you, she's a white lady. There's this Asian family that are in there and they're getting stuff and they're talking. And one of the women, I think she's like shouting at her husband. Her husband's like maybe a couple aisles over. So she starts shouting like in her native language. The fucking lady turns around and she was like, you don't need to be yelling in the grocery store. I was like, wait.
Now, these are the moments where I'm just glad I wasn't there. Because those are the times where I just inject myself into the situation and say, excuse me. And what are you doing right now? How about you mind your business?
That's what I'm like.
Lay a message. Mind yours. Does that hurt
you? He's trying to. Yeah, I'm like, you are here to shop, not to police people in the grocery store. Mind your fucking business. Oh, she had me hot because I like looked at her again and I felt bad because I didn't say anything. Because at first I was like, my mind was just blown because I haven't had any weird situations like that happen in a minute. And I swear to God, I mean, I'm like, and she was older. I'm like, are you just having a badass day today? Like, why are you on one? First, she's getting mad because she overhears the walkie-talkie. Which has nothing to do with you. I mean, the employees have to talk to each other. And then you're going to scream at this lady because she's trying to grab her husband's attention? Like,
it sounds
out of here.
She just, her panties was in a bunch, basically.
Oh, they were.
Trying to rain on everybody's parade.
Her panties were up in her damn near throat. Like, she was just wild.
Apparently, in everybody's business like that. Like,
very.
Your ass home because you're just not happy with everything that's going on out here in the world.
I'm like, go take that cart, go turn that shit around and go back outside.
Right.
You don't need that here.
Right. You need to do over. Maybe come back another day. Maybe $5 Monday is not for you because you're doing too much.
Yeah. And then I'm like, I'm just, you know, what if you came across the wrong person? You know, like, what if that lady was just ready? She could have just popped you in your face and then that would have been it. Like, you really need to be careful about people you think you know, you can't just be outbursting.
Looks like there's been a spill on aisle 3. knocked out in the grocery store for running your mouth. Exactly. Not that I'm condoning violence, but I'm just saying you really should mind your business because you never know what other people are going through.
You definitely should. And other people are not responsible for how your shitty day is going. They're not. So you don't need to envelop other people in your bullshit. Just stop.
Yeah, stop presenting. So, you're having a bad day. Stop pushing that shit off on everybody else.
Which is the same thing for social media and the comments, right? Like a lot of that is just projecting.
Yeah.
So all it is for that person to projecting. You know, comment on the girl's body or her outfit and say, oh, that looks
about that. Yeah. The funniest thing about that is she was bad. She was pretty. The dress was banging. Like I said, she was plus size, larger girl, but I was looking at the dress thinking, shoot, could I pull that off? Like, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, leave it to one. And of course, it's way more than that because the comments are just on fire usually. Just people comment all kinds of rude shit. But leave it to this jerk, whoever this person was, to say that. And I'm thinking, okay, so you feel good?
Yeah, like, do you feel better?
Right. Did you get?
And sometimes if these be the most crustiest ass people who were.
Have you ever listened? Did you know how on TikTok it'll show you who the person was that made the comment? Mm-hmm. Have you ever gone back to the page?
Comment deleted.
Right.
Or you go back to the page and they're just like.
Right. I'm just like, and you had the nerve to be saying something in somebody's comments? Sit down, please.
Yeah, I just, I can't. That stuff is wild. I could not. I don't think I could be a presence on social media because I would just be cussing everybody the fuck out. Say something to me.
That, like, even with right now, how we always talk about building, you know, our brand and the different things that are in the works for us, and which is wisdom. I just keep thinking to myself, I don't think I could do either of those platforms because I would. You would be like, okay, hold on. Wait, be easy. No, don't say that because I would be ready to cuss everybody out. Like, just really shut your ass up. How about that?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even going to verbally spar with you. I'm just going to come way out of left field with something totally ignorant. Just shut your ass up.
Yeah.
It's just so unnecessary, those unsolicited comments.
Yes, they really are. Like, I just, you know, I, in that instance where, you know, you're looking at her outfit thinking, wow, you know, body's banging, dress is banging. I could totally pull that off myself. And that is the whole idea, I believe, behind social media is connecting with people.
That is the part that I do appreciate.
Yeah. And I say like-minded, but you can still connect with people that you might not be necessarily like-minded with, but you can still, I guess, cohabitate. Okay. Maybe you have some ideas or something that you both like. You get what I'm saying? Like,
right. Some parallel ideas.
Yeah. It's just it should be a sense of community, but on the flip side, it's just a bunch of bullshit where you've got people who just make it, who just flood it and make it trash sometimes, I feel.
Right, and just make it ugly. Here's the thing. People got a people. They just be peopling. Mm-hmm. So they get on there doing this dumb shit, forgetting that we're all human. Nobody's perfect. You're not the expert in anything. You're just learning as you go like everybody else. And I think that's why a lot of that stuff even takes place. You know, it's like gossip.
Yeah.
Never really an accurate picture of what's going on. It's just somebody's version or perception of what they think it is, which most times is just inaccurate, not right.
No, yeah, that's very true. Which kind of brings me to one of my next questions/points. How do you feel about the cancel culture? Especially in the eye of social media. Do you think so? And I guess that's the one question. My other part to that is, have you heard of, instead of calling people out, it's calling people in. So I guess calling people in to have conversations about maybe some fucked up shit that they said or did. Which I think is interesting.
I'm here for it. I would rather, because I think that you could create a lot of effective interaction and dialogue that everybody could learn from, that people could learn from. Calling people in, say, you know, you get on somebody's live or whatever, you know, how you can join somebody's live if you want to speak on what they're speaking on, and say you don't agree with it. Instead of joining in to partake in fuckery, just call them in. Hey, you know, I'm just curious as to why you feel the way you do about XYZ. You never know where that could go.
You really don't.
As opposed to the other way.
Right. Because I guess for me, I don't know, maybe it's just the tendencies of being a Scorpio, but I feel like I'd be quick to be fucking canceling people. And I feel like we should warrant more calling people in. Definitely warrants more conversation, which I think should be. And honestly, I feel like that would probably make the world a better place if we had more just open conversation about our ideas and our differences, because we're not all supposed to be on the same page, because that's boring as fuck.
Yes, my sentiment exactly. Much more interesting commentary can come of calling people in and trying to have a conversation about the differences than the calling out and canceling culture.
Yeah. However, I do believe that canceling should be at least held for, I guess, those severe cases where there's, you know,
under certain circumstances, yes.
Yeah. But yeah, I just feel like that we're still in the height of that cancel culture where someone does something or says something and it's just, oh, that's it. You're canceled. Right. Like, we're not going to have any open discussion, because, I mean, for a lot of people, you don't know what you don't know. So, you know, to be canceled and not even have maybe someone might tell you the reason, like, oh, you were just a fucking asshole for this comment that you made. And it was, you know, it offended people. We'll tell them how and tell them why, and then have a conversation about it. Why did you feel the need to say this? Where did you maybe learn to say something like that? Like, how, you know,
it's where is that coming from? Absolutely. I feel like the whole canceling of people is like, okay, we're done with you. Nope, we don't want to hear what you had to say. We don't want to know why. We don't want to know if there's some trigger for you that made you say that.
It's, right.
Which brings me to the whole Kanye thing.
Yes.
Like, okay, hasn't he openly admitted to experiencing some mental health challenges? And so with that said, why are we doing this? Why are we quick to judge him?
Yeah, I don't.
Hey, with anybody, why are we quick? Who are we?
Yeah. And I feel like that really speaks a lot to, for one, I mean, we already know how Black men get treated in this country regardless.
Word.
But also, not only do we have a Black man who has openly been suffering about his family, his mental health, you know, losing his mother, but now I just feel like just people have made it just this big spectacle about him, and no one's really talking about the real issue at hand, which is his mental health. Like, and who's checking on him? Who's calling him saying, hey, do we need to go check you in somewhere? Do you need to call your therapist? Right. Do you need to, you know what I mean? Is anyone saying that? The only person I've seen mention his mental health, as far as I know, was Trevor Noah. Too openly, because people were asking about his beef with Kanye. And he was like, I have no beef. He's like, I look up to the dude. I still listen to his albums. I said, the issue is that he openly has mental health issues and no one is saying anything about it. But, you know, we're over here just making him, you know, paying him to have interviews where he's saying off the wall shit when we openly know that he's having issues right now.
It's almost like a setup.
Like
they're poking at him, poking the bear, inciting him, getting him to say these things that he's saying. And then when he says something off the wall, he's crazy.
Right.
Okay. Well, first of all, I don't really like to label anybody like that. And as far as saying crazy, well, didn't he tell you before he was going through some things and he had some mental health issues? Okay.
Yeah, like, is that not enough for you to be like, oh, wow, like, he's really going through something. Like, how can I try to support him? Which, I don't know if I had mentioned before, but it speaks to the whole notion about mental health, especially in this country. I mean, I feel like maybe we are getting to a better spot where people are more open about talking about their issues and getting the help that they need. But clearly, in this light, and maybe more so in the Black community, it's still something that's not talked about or something that's kind of looked down upon to have, especially for men, right? Because it's seen, you know, if he was openly vulnerable about having issues, okay, well, that makes him weak. And, we don't talk about that. So I'm not, you know, I don't want to hear that. So we're just not going to talk about it. And we're going to ignore the fact that he needs help.
Labeled or stereotyped and, oh, he's crazy. Mm-hmm. And every time he says something now, it's like, oh, see, look, I told you he's crazy. No.
Right.
How about digging into the root cause of why he's saying these things?
Yeah.
Like you said, calling in instead of calling out.
Exactly.
Having a discussion about why he's saying the things he says. And to be honest with you, I just can't take my mind off. This is the same guy who said Bush doesn't care about Black people when people were out there floating in Katrina in New Orleans.
Yeah.
So for me, I just can't forget those parts of him. The times where he spoke out on things that maybe other people were afraid to say. And so now, you know, maybe there's some truth to some of these things he's saying. I can't help but think that way instead of, oh, no, he's crazy.
Yeah, I definitely think. And I mean, I think it's dependent upon what, because dude said a lot. So I think it really depends on what, I guess, in recent light, I guess he's made some anti-Semitic comments, which are not nice.
Okay.
So. I don't mean, because I'm like, I don't think there's any truth into what, I don't know what exactly he said, but obviously it was enough for him to be, you know, have companies starting to break ties with him.
Yes, several companies.
Yeah.
That's
not to say that whatever other comments that he has made might have some truth. I know specifically, I guess, some stuff that he said about his kids, as far as him wanting, how he wanted to raise them. And stuff. Well, we all know fucking Kardashians are crazy as fuck. They're a fucking cult.
Right.
So anything that he said, I think, I can't remember what exactly it was that he said, but it was something along the lines of like he wanted to protect his children, which there's definitely truth to that. He knows he was married to the family. So I'm sure he'd seen some crazy shit, and I'm sure that probably is a big factor into his mental health too. Like,
I believe so. I definitely believe so, because if you think about the Kanye prior to marrying into that family and now, it almost is as if they're two totally different people.
It really, honestly, yeah, it really is. I don't know. Do you know if it was before he married into the family he had mentioned about his mental health, or was it after?
I want to say it was after. Yeah.
What's that? That saying 2 + 2 = 4. So what the fuck is this? not saying that, you know, all the the fault is all the Kardashians, even though I would say, yeah, it is.
No, definitely not placing blame. It, you know.
Yeah, because I'm sure like the loss of his mother was like super traumatic for him too.
Shall we say allegedly? His marriage into that family impacted his mental health and
oh yeah,
behaving now. But like I said, definitely something to consider before you just throw him away and say, Oh, he's canceled.
Yeah, I don't think that's fair, especially for someone who has openly said that they're having, you know, a hard time or having issues. I think there needs to be a lot more discussion on that. But also, but even as a whole, I think we need to be supporting, especially Black men, when they openly tell you, hey, you know, I'm hurting or I have.
Yes, I'm hurting.
Why would we want to shoot them down? That...
Yeah, I'm not feeling myself. Why is it not okay for them?
Yeah. Because that takes a lot to have to say, like, hey, especially in front of the whole world, to say, hey, I'm having this issue.
Yes, it takes a lot of courage to admit that you're not feeling well mentally.
Yeah. And I mean, I can't blame them. Like, you know, even for, and I feel as if people definitely probably brush it off for one, because he's a Black man, because people always brush off Black men and their feelings, men as a whole, but even for Black men, but maybe because he has all this money, right? So like, he can buy whatever he wants. He shouldn't have any issues. He shouldn't have any mental health issues. But then I think that just goes to show that mental health doesn't discriminate. Like, it can affect anyone.
It does not.
Because, I mean, everyone at some point has some kind of trauma, you know? Yeah. And you cannot hide from that shit. No matter who you are, no matter what you look like, no matter what your background is, you can't hide from it. You can address it and hopefully resolve it and have conversations about it. But, yeah, I'm not with the whole shooting people when they're down already.
Yeah, it's just not nice. I think we both know that traumatic experiences can definitely bring that kind of thing to the surface.
They can.
So, you know, be empathetic. Be understanding.
Or as I like to say it, be a fucking human being.
Right.
Just be a human being. And I mean, it really should not take that much effort to just be like, hey, just check in with, you know, with anybody who might be struggling. But yeah, it's just interesting to me.
Yes, it is. I know all too well, as you just mentioned, about being people shooting you when you're down, you're already down. When you are going through something, it is even more traumatic to have people not understand or just judge you or pick at you or do the things like everyone's doing to Kanye. When you're already going through something, that's mm-hmm. just not, it's not.
Yeah, it's not.
No, the mere fact that people are so just unapologetic about trying to cancel him or trashing him, just not cool. Just speaks to the fact that people can be unforgiving, yet and still, if any one of these people that has so much to say, and this is in any situation like this, not just the Kanye situation, but let it be you. You would want some grace. You would expect some grace and for people to understand where you were coming from. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
To be human. There's nothing wrong with being human.
No, there isn't. And with that being said, I mean, he obviously is being human, right? He's openly suffering, but also saying some off the wall shit, which I don't think he needs to have that held over his head forever. Meaning, like we said, definitely calling him in to have those discussions. But when we like it, we already know clearly there's something there. There's something going on. So, which probably is a good reason for most of the stuff that is coming out of his mouth right now. But yeah.
I agree. Definitely.
Yeah, but yeah, someone definitely needs to check on him. And the rest of these people who have these off the wall fucking comments about canceling him, or even just in general, just stupid shit, need to water their flowers and mind their fucking business.
Exactly. So that brings me to the whole, the idea of people put so much energy into social media and that kind of thing, bashing him in the comments and he's crazy and whatever.
Yeah.
But by the same token, you don't support your friends that you know personally who might have be trying to build a brand or a following on social media, but you have time to go trash talk.
Right.
This makes no sense.
It doesn't.
I think it doesn't. And I think this is the perfect segue into just remembering that when you do learn to mind your business and water your own flowers, it leads you to a place where you are able to slow down and live intentionally. Get up every day and do something for you. Don't let the first thing you do be scrolling the internet.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst thing that you could possibly do.
Right. Jumping in people's comments, shit talking.
Now, yeah, that is.
Sometimes I have to get up and check my email. But, or there might be things you and I are working on or whatever that I want to look into real quick. But just diving head first into that whole social media in the comments shit talking thing.
Yeah, that'll jack your whole vibe up and your day. Like, why would you want to do that?
Yeah, not the breakfast of champions, not the way you should start your
day. Mm-mm. Save that for like later in the day when you've set aside some time to just scroll through your phone. Don't do it, you know. Don't do it first thing in the morning. That's not helping.
It's not. You need to sit with yourself when you wake up in the morning.
Yes.
And doing that, or being intentional about doing that, I think the more you do it, the more it becomes a priority for you. Like, nope, I'm not going to get on my phone. I'm going to go drink a cup of tea or whatever your beverage of choice is in the morning. You know, maybe you might just sit in silence. Maybe you work out first thing in the morning. Maybe you read a couple pages of a book that you're trying to finish. Any of those is more along the lines of watering your flowers than the aforementioned. And to be honest with you, it is only, I won't say it was only when I went back to work after our hiatus last year that I realized this, but moving from a space of us spending a lot of time together as a family and adjusting to our new norm without our beloved Papa made me realize that, okay, this is a hectic pace here. This is not for me. This is not for me. I don't like this. I like to move my day slowly, you know, get through my routine, my ritual in the morning, not just jump out of bed, take a shower and jump in your clothes like a fire person and zoom off to work. You know, it's annoying. It is. It's conducive.
Not the business
at all. And not conducive to properly watering your flowers. So
no, it definitely is not.
And so with that said, and on that note, what do you feel like is today's takeaway?
I feel like today's takeaway, honestly, I feel like today's takeaway is just watering your flowers. Because everything that we've touched on as far as like the social media and the falling into the trap of the aesthetic and having to have, you know, that look, whatever that may be, whether it's physical or having your house all tidy and clean and organized, to the cancel culture, to Kanye, it all boils down to taking care of yourself and watering your flowers and minding your own business. Sometimes I think in Kanye West's, oh my God, why can I not say, hold on, with the fucking sirens over here too.
Wow.
Or I guess, what are they calling him now? Yay. And Ye's instance where I think some people do need to be minding his in his business to get him straight.
Yes, somebody needs to help him mind his business. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I agree.
But yeah, I guess for me the takeaway is just to water your flowers. Same saying for, you know, grass is always greener. Water your own fucking grass. worry about what you have right now, the things that you had wished for years ago that you have right now. Just keep that in the forefront, because it is so quick to, I feel like definitely with social media, just society right now as a whole, we're just in that whole rat race of go, go, go. And you got to get this. You got to have that. Oh, this is the new fad. This is the new so-and-so. So I got to get this. Like, cut that shit out and worry about the stuff that you already have.
Knock it off. And I have, this is a must. I have to say this one last thing. When you think about the whole social media vibe and what people should look like and clean talk, and this is how you organize and this is what you do, it always brings me to, says who? Who made you the authority? Where did this rule come from?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who says this is the way? You know, where women on there talking about how you should carry yourself to get a man, or, you know, just random things like that. But I'm always mm-hmm. just like, says who? Who made up that
yeah,
rule?
Yeah, says who? Yeah, I think that's a good point, because you definitely have to be very careful about who and what you are watching, listening to. And I specifically say that for, you know, the self-help stuff. I mean, cleaning stuff too, because for one, it's like, what are your credentials? How long you been cleaning the house? For 2 weeks? And you're going to tell me that I need to be mixing Ajax and bleach over here so I can pass out in the bathroom? Like, get the fuck out of here.
Bleach. Wow. Right.
And the same thing with, like, the people who want to give their relationship advice, or I know you've heard the, if he wanted to, he would type thing all over social media, which, I mean, that's a whole, that whole thing could be a whole episode in itself.
It really could.
That's why I say
anything about the relationships. Yeah, that's for another podcast, because yeah. I have a lot to say about that.
Oh, yeah. But that's why I say, you know, like we say, mind your business. Take care of the stuff that you need to take care of, and take care of yourself, and be happy for the things that you have. Don't worry about all this other shit that people are talking about right now, because for one, most of it ain't nothing. And I mean, if it does resonate with you, then that's fine. Or if there are pieces of something that someone is saying, you know, take the pieces that resonate with you and leave the rest that don't resonate with you alone. Just leave it.
Right. I couldn't agree with you more. Take what you need, leave what you don't.
Yeah.
And so I think that is it for us tonight, y'all.
Yeah. I think that's it. But we will be back for another episode. So stay tuned for that. And again, thank you so much for listening, for downloading. Definitely be sure to keep doing that. Feel free to reach out to us, you know, via email. You can check our show notes for our email if you have questions, comments, idea topics. Just shoot us an email.
Definitely. We are looking forward to hearing from you all. And until the next episode, peace, y'all.